Uh-oh. Zombies! Oh, my God. The Walking Dead. This is good stuff. I've been clamoring for one guest on this radio show from the hottest TV show in the country. Highest rated show on cable in history, The Walking Dead. Iron E. Singleton, we know him as T-Dog on the show. And like Marlon Wayans pointed out seconds ago, why is the black guy still alive?
How'd it happen? When did they kill you, brother? Come on. How you doing, fam?
Hey, what's going on?
When they gonna kill you, man? Come on. When they gonna kill you? You can tell me. Don't tell them. They already know.
Hey, Sunday, you gotta tune in. If you don't tune in, then you're making history. You're going down in the Guinness Book for the only person to not watch the season finale.
Damn, that means he's dying in this one. Oh, no, brother, that's what the code is. I know what it means. That's what I said about G.I. Joe 1, man. I said the same thing.
Do you know, Marlon, have you met Iron E. Singleton, the actor?
I met him. I'm telling you, man, we spiritual brothers, man. All brothers, that's how we do.
We got that connection going.
You see that? Look, he's so jealous.
I want to bond with you guys,
he
man.
He works with Ron every day, and they barely talk.
We don't even speak to each other. And you guys have never met, and you act like you
barely
know each other.
Talk.
All right, Iron. What do I call you? Iron E or Iron or T?
Iron E or E?
E. What do you think he calls names? E, man. E.
How am I supposed to know that?
It's just natural. It's a black guy thing. I knew I was E.
I followed you on Twitter this morning, buddy. I was hoping maybe you'd give me a little shout out.
Oh, good. Let me try to find you right now. That I could
Paul Castronova. If you check my Twitter at Marlon L. Wayans, shameless plug.
I tweeted you this morning that you were going to be on our radio show, so you'll probably find it. But the end. First of all, you've been kind of the last two or three episodes. You've been a little bit quiet. Because you were red hot early on in the season, and then they took the break, and it's like you're there, you see in the background, but
he knows he's about to die, man.
That's why they. This is what I. Can I say something?
He's trying to deal with. Where's my check going? Where's the next check going?
It is a setup, though. I can't see it exactly.
I know, man.
Wait, hold on a second. Now that I think about this, because normally when we get offered up a star for the show on Paul and Young Ron, you're dead. Yeah. It's either that or the sitcom's about to be canceled, and we know so.
White guys' sitcoms get canceled. Black guys, we don't.
And I will tell you this.
We just get off the air.
Last week's episode of The Walking Dead, and if you guys don't follow the show, it's the craziest zombie show ever. I've never seen anything quite like it. The production on AMC is unbelievable. But as the show ended, and I'm sorry if you haven't seen last week's, but it's the sickest thing ever. There's 4,000 zombies walking towards the house where everybody is, and it's just like you can't believe
all of them are going, where's the black guy?
Where's the black guy?
Where's the brother?
Where is your character, I or E, at that time when that happened?
Hiding.
Alan is crazy. T-Dog is in the house getting ready for the showdown. Like I said, it's about to go down on Sunday.
Well, if you go back to the...
If you miss this, yeah.
If you go back to the history of zombie movies like Dawn of the Dead, or what was the first one?
Night of the Living Dead.
Where they all are in the house. They're in the house, and they're trying to get in. Are you guys...
That's from the 60s.
Right, but are you prepared to fend off all these sons of bitches?
We're prepared to do whatever we can, you know. It depends on how many rounds we have.
Yeah.
He can't say anything.
I know he can't.
And he knows because, look, brothers, we don't shoot right. We shoot sideways.
No, he's...
Chances are you're going to miss a zombie or two. Thank God there's
a lot
of
them. No, he is a bad guy on this show. He's really tough, T-Dog. Now, listen, this is the only show in the history of television I've ever seen where...
I was tough in G.I. Joe till they killed me.
I'm sorry, bro. We're the main characters. The main characters are killed off every week. Like Shane was gone. Did you know that when you were doing? Like, did they tell you that he was going to get killed?
Well, yeah. We found out about that maybe weeks, if not months, in advance. So you know that was disappointing. Whenever we have somebody we consider to be a family member, because we bonded so much on this show, whenever we have something like that, it's slightly traumatic, you know, relatively speaking, of course. So.
But after that happens, don't you go, you know what? I was going to get that Beamer, but I think instead of a BMW, I'm going to get me a nice Civic.
Just in case I don't get killed.
I think I'm going to get me a Civic.
You know, one of the other things that I'm fascinated about this show is, T-Dog, is that right after the show is a show called The Talking Dead, where they do a sit-down with the stars and different people. They actually have a show about the show, which is fascinating.
Dope.
But I've learned that two of the main characters, and they play Southerners from Atlanta, Rick and Maggie, are both English. And they're like, yes, we're here on The Walking Dead. And but you went, and so I expected you to come on and be like, hello, how are you?
You never know on that show, right? Look, Elsie is what we call her. Lauren Cohen, she went over there. She moved to London when she was 13 years old, and she picked up the accent.
Oh, okay. Kind of like Madonna. Remember when Madonna came back from London? She's like, hey, everyone. Hey, I'm the virgin. Oh, all right, man. We'll be watching Sunday night,
all
right?
You seen how he gave her a nickname, too, LC. I tell you about your long-ass Twitter name, Paul Castronovo III. This man, PC, dude.
My Twitter name, what? What's up with my Twitter name?
What is your Twitter name again?
Iron E. Singleton.
Iron E. Singleton is the whole name, man.
But his is got, it's cool.
Iron E. I know.
Iron E. is cool.
Yeah. It's easy to remember. Iron E.
All right, Nudnik here has read every comic book version of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Is there something in this thing that you want to ask him or else
well,
I'm throwing you out?
Well, T-Dog's not in the comic book, but what I wanted to know from
it's
him...
It's a setup, man! I'm trying to tell you.
No, what in your opinion was the best kill that you've accomplished in, you know, the two seasons?
You know what? I like the Well Walker scene. I like from episode five.
Oh, the Well Walker. Oh, God.
That was probably my favorite kill, too.
They pulled that body apart. That was beautiful stuff.
And he just walked up and busted the cap.
Nasty stuff.
Right. All right, man. Now, listen, it's nice meeting you, and we'll be watching. I hope you don't get killed off.
I'm going to watch, brother, and I'm going to be praying for you, man.
Brother,
and I'm praying for you, Nino, because they don't understand outside of this whole fictional thing, man. These black people, we got lives, man. We got kids in private schools. And, you know, when you cancel us, you kill us and take us off franchises, man. Them babies have to go to public school. And now you're making little statistics.
See you, E. All right, man.
People are going crazy about
that's hysterical,
show.
Man. I know you got to go.
Oh, it's all good. I had a good time, man. It was a good time.
Oh, you make me laugh so hard. All right. Marlon Wayans.